Campers, RVs, cars, trucks, and much more. Admission and parking are free. See STLmens-expo.com for show info.
Shell V Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance robbing gunk on intake valves left by low quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V Power and let the excitement begin.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you don't know what it's like. I'm the one out there every day putting his ass on the line, and I'm not out of order. You're out of order. The whole freaking system is out of order. You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Because when you reach over and put your hand into a pile of goo, that was your best friend's face. You'll know what to do. Forget it, Marge! It's Chinatown!
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
This is where I call for headphone volume up 0.02. That's inside talk. We have a scale, a volume scale. Well, Dan, you've been in the business. You know, make it 0.03, Peon. Headphone volume up 0.03. There you go. Perfect. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And for all the horrible things I say about this place, I think it's only fair that I tell a good story about KTRS. And I know your reaction here in the studio from you two. What?
Yeah.
A good story. I'll make this as brief as I can. I have a someone I know who knows someone who's a very hardworking guy. And he has three boys. And they've never been to a ball game. And this person said to me, I would love to find a way to, you know, get this guy tickets so he can take his boys to a ball game. So I said, well, let me see what I can do. And I turned to Mike Dorsey, who runs this place.
Yeah,
and
Mark.
I said, Mike, all right. I said, you know, and that's why I probably didn't look around when I said, hey, Mike, he didn't even turn around.
Oh, yeah.
Then when he did finally turn around, I said, I didn't tell him who they were for. This was a month ago. I just said, I'd like to get, you know, four tickets to any ball game. And boom, I got them. And I think the reason I got them was I said, they're not for me. I did say that.
Oh, sure.
Because if they were for me, we're out of them.
That's the best thing.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Say that
up front. If I said they're for me, no way. Right. I know exactly what they'd have said. You know, buy your own. You got money.
Yeah, I might be able to get you some standing room only.
Yeah, but I got the tickets. So the tickets were for last night's game. And I had them like almost a month in advance. And I was told, now I don't know this man and his sons, but I was told by my intermediary, they were so excited. They planned for the last month to come into St. Louis, take their seats, have a hot dog, the whole deal.
And I know where their station seats are. They're good seats.
Yes, they are, behind the dugout.
Yeah.
And they were so excited. The day before the evening of the game was last night, so Monday, one of these boys, 11 years old, has an asthmatic attack. They didn't even know he had asthma and couldn't breathe. They rushed him to the hospital. They thought they were going to lose him. He couldn't breathe. He was released from the hospital today. They missed the game last night. Now, the two other brothers, two of these boys are twins, and then there's a little five-year-old, little man who's five. He's the young brother. Devastated. Dad and the boys have been thinking about this and planning this for the last month. And then the 11th hour, one son gets very sick.
And they just found out he has asthma.
Yeah, they never even knew he had asthma, and he had this horrible asthmatic attack. Now, he was released today. So this person calls me and says, I feel so bad after you were able to get tickets that they weren't even... What the heck is wrong with my microphone?
I don't know. What could be wrong? It's that, brand new.
That they weren't... Well, this is unbelievable.
It's a brand new
is it a brand
setup
new microphone?
There.
Is it?
No.
No, of course it's not. He said, I feel so bad that those tickets went to waste. He says, and the kids are devastated. Now, the boy who got sick feels horrible because he's thinking, I cost my brothers and my dad. We really planned this because I have to go get sick. So I said, you call. This was last night on the phone about, I don't know, 9 or 8 o'clock. I said, you call the dad at the hospital, and you tell him to tell his son who's sick and the other brothers they are going to a game. Don't worry about those tickets. We'll get more. Now, I said that not having any access to tickets. So I called two people. One was Mike Dorsey again here at the station, and I couldn't reach him. He does not respond to texts, I just found out.
Oh.
Don't ever text him.
Oh.
He never even looks at
them,
a text.
He doesn't even look at him.
He doesn't look at him. He doesn't even acknowledge him. So don't
text. He's not a texter.
If you, on your contacts, go to Mike Dorsey and print, don't text. Just seriously, a note. He doesn't do it. But he did get back to me this morning. But I am so determined to get tickets. There's one thing that gets to me and I can't stand is when kids are disappointed or they're heartbroken or something's taken away from them or I just can't stand it. So I just told my son, I said, you tell him he's going. And my son says, oh, do you have four more tickets? I said, no, I'll get them. I don't care what I have to do to get them. I'll get tickets. I made two calls. One was to Mike Gorsey and the other one was to John Londoff. And I just want you to know the kind of people that we are associated with here. And he said, if you can't get the station tickets, those boys and their dad can have my tickets to a game that as the season goes on and the Cards keep playing better, tickets are going to become harder.
Yeah,
and he said, I'd like nothing more than to help get those boys to a ball game. So I knew I had backup. I had that backup. Well, turns out that today Mike Dorsey hears the story and says, done. We want those boys to go to a game and coughed up four more tickets.
Wow. So,
And I hope you all had a chance to savor and enjoy that story, because I don't have that many good stories about the station.
And it's a shame they don't listen, because they couldn't hear.
Well, they'll never know that we said a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not, they're in there. I think they're in there right now listening to Charlie Brennan or something. I don't know what they listen to. But that was a good thing they did. And as we do get further in the season, they're doing well. It is true. These tickets are usually kind of reserved for the high rollers. You know, the advertisers that spend a lot of money. Without hesitation, the KTRS tickets will be in the hands this weekend of this guy and his three kids. And I just thought that was a good
thing. That's awesome.
And I had a good night because of that, because I just felt good about it. Now, it's 9/11. Let's just address the elephant in the room. We're not going to do the kind of thing we do for Veterans Day or Memorial Day. Usually it's Veterans Day in particular. We have kind of a special show. And I'll tell you why we're not going to do it. Because there's nothing we can do here that can even come close to what the networks... You know what I'm saying?
Oh, television, with all the video that was...
It's a visual event.
Yes, absolutely.
And for us to try to sit here and act like, oh, we've put together a great remembrance... No, we haven't. And I didn't even attempt to, because I think they do a great job all across television showing you images and reminding you. And I will say this about it, and then we'll move on. I would like to think that everybody who has young kids, because there are a lot of people right now, it's been 12 years, so a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, they were 2-3 years old, they don't know, they don't get it. I really do hope that as years go by, parents find a way to make sure that no kid, when 9/11 comes up, ever says, 9/11, what's that? Mm. It should never happen. It just shouldn't, because of a couple of things. One, it's a reminder that at any minute, lives can be snuffed out by monsters. It can happen anytime. And here's the other thing, and I don't want to be the doomsday or anything like that, but if you don't think for a second this can happen again, I think you're pretty naive. It can happen again. So we need to constantly remember what happened before, what the reactions were, who the heroes were, who the victims were. And there were a lot more victims than the 3,000 or so people killed. They're everybody, all the people related to them or who cared about them. Plus, Peon was talking off the air yesterday about all the, how many people, 1,100
first responders
who now have cancer.
Have gotten
because
cancer.
Of the crap they breathed in.
Yeah.
If you remember, it was nothing but just a solid ash cloud they were stuck in.
Oh, man, yes, I remember watching that live when the building collapsed.
It was like night.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
so thick with yeah. ash.
And I saw an article today about the people that jumped. Mm. And there's been different people trying to tabulate, you know.
How many people
jumped? How many people, and... they think it might have been over 200, when you think about it, that's like one in six people. One out of six people that died that day was somebody that decided they couldn't take the heat or the fire or the smoke.
Well, what something like this causes you to do, and if you haven't done this in your own mind, I think there's something wrong with you. You ask yourself the question, would I jump out the window? My answer is, yeah, you bet I would. If I think I'm going to burn to death, yeah. and I know there's no doubt I'm going to burn to death, I'm jumping. Quicker, less paying, boom, done. Yes, you bet I would.
And the best thing I've ever seen about is that the French Brothers documentary.
Yes.
It's called 9/11, and I'm sure it's it'll somewhere
be on.
Tonight.
Yeah, what's the actual name
it's called 9/11, and...
It'll be on tonight. It's
that's the best thing I've seen.
It's the absolute...
Just by
closest
chance,
you'll ever get to having been there.
By chance, they were just filming a documentary on this rookie firefighter
right?
Trying out for one of the firehouses.
It was one of those "let's follow him through a day" kind of
right.
thing, and they happened to catch him on the biggest day
yeah.
of lots of people's lives.
Amazing.
So we're not going to dwell on it today. We're not ignoring it. We're just not going to try to compete or look like we're I don't know somehow. Trying to get some sort of accolades for what a great job we did today. We're not interested in that. If you want to talk about it or you have something to add that people might not know, that's great. We'd love to hear from you. So
we weren't on the air that day. We didn't go on the air because the network just stayed on.
Well, and anybody would have been stupid too. What would we have gone?
Oh, right. No, you have to go to network.
Everybody's glued to either radios or radio or television stations wanting to hear minute by minute updates on numbers and you couldn't hear enough. So the last thing anybody would do is go, okay, well, enough about that, let's get back to comedy. You're not gonna
right.
do that.
I still remember that morning, and I was watching it in my kitchen on the kitchen TV, and I called you and I said, did you see this plane that flew into the World Trade Center? And you said, yeah, it's no accident.
That's the first thing I said. Yeah. I was in the bathroom. We have a TV in the bathroom, and my wife and I saw it, and she said, oh, my goodness, somebody got off course. And I said, no. As a pilot, I said, that is absolutely not an accident. And I didn't remember that Dan had called me, but I never for one second doubted. That kind of thing does not happen with a pilot in an airplane.
Yeah.
It has to be deliberate. And
then it was shortly after that the second plane went in, and then the other plane went down or went into the Pentagon.
And then everybody's wondering, are there 10 planes?
Yeah,
are there 20 planes? What the heck?
Yeah.
And I will say this, thank goodness for Sylvia Brown, because had she not predicted this,
there
would have been wait a minute.
Yeah. No.
Oh, wait, she didn't predict.
No.
That's right. The world's greatest psychic.
I think she said she did afterwards.
According to her. Oh, of course she did. Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I had a vision. I had a dream. I didn't want to scare people. What a horrible, horrible person she is. 314. Oh, Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Yeah, I have something real quick.
All right, for those who may not know, here's Peon.
Thank you very much. I check, we've done a couple quizzes over the last couple months, and I checked the quiz websites just, from time to time to see if anything's fun come up. And I saw one today, and see if you guys would like to participate.
Well, I sure would.
A spelling quiz.
I sure would.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Let me check with Dan. He's on the phone screening, and not screening, just taking calls. Dan, you want to participate in the spelling quiz?
Yes.
He says yes.
All right.
I'm a horrible speller.
I used to be a great speller, but as years have gone by, it's...
I am horrible.
Now, how should we do this? Should we just have you guys buzz in or just
say
take
first
turns?
Name. Like he'll yell Dan or
should we
Frank.
Just do take turns and if
well,
the person gets
that's
it wrong,
kind of unfair because somebody might get a harder word than another.
Well,
but if you say
the,
if
same.
You say the word,
okay.
He could say Dan or I could say Frank.
All right,
and then if you
but you get negative points.
Yes,
so
if you,
kind
if you
of,
yell out your name and you can't spell it, you get a minus one.
So you have to kind of not just try to buzz in as fast
okay.
as you can.
All right.
Yeah, never takes part in these things. Did you ever notice that?
I know. He's,
I like
he's very
that part.
Smart. No, he's smart.
I like to be the quiz master, yeah. Like Ryan Sequest.
Sequest.
Ryan Sequest.
I haven't seen that new one, by the way. Is it any good? Million what? Second
I,
quiz.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know.
I can't stand them.
Okay,
All right. Word number one.
Yeah.
Cemetery.
Frank.
Oh.
Cemetary. What?
Dan.
Oh, I know what I did wrong. I know what I did wrong. Go ahead. No, don't write it down.
I have to.
No, you don't. You can't do that. Go. Cemetery. I know what I did wrong.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to guess, Dan, if you don't want to take a negative point.
Pass.
No, I don't.
Pass.
All right,
it's C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y.
T-E.
I knew exactly what I did.
That's right.
T-E-R-Y.
What did you say? I've got a negative one. I said A like an idiot.
Yeah.
Negative
one.
I'll make up for it.
Word number two, accommodate.
Frank.
Oh, my God.
A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T-E. What? Two M's. It's two M's. Right?
You didn't even give Dan a chance.
Oh, my goodness. Dan, you're winning and you haven't done anything.
I know.
Holy crap. It's two to nothing.
I am.
It's zero to minus two.
I am the absolute world's worst speller.
If I were writing it, I could do it. Okay, go on. I got a lot of ground to make up.
All right.
Go.
Word number three.
Oh.
Sacrilegious.
Frank.
Oh, my God.
S-A-C-R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S. What?
What?
Are you, come on.
Sacrilege.
Dan, do you want to take a shot at it?
No, because I think, no, I don't. Is there a hyphen?
Hang on.
S-A-C. A hyphen?
S-A-C-R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S. That's not right?
No.
Good grief.
Sac.
What is it?
S-A-C-R-I-L-E-G-I-O-U-S.
Oh,
Dan, you're
minus
up three.
Three.
You're up three to nothing, Dan.
Go ahead.
All right. The fourth word, perseverance.
Frank.
Oh, my goodness.
P-E-R. Oh, I see. See, I see why these are tricky.
Yes.
P-E-R. P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E. Yeah! Minus two.
Wow.
I'm down to minus two. And it's because you think it's perseverance, but it's perseverance.
Right. Yes, these are.
See,
these
I
are
see,
kind of
I see where
here.
These are going now.
Yes.
This all right. Sucks.
Fifth word.
Well, you're ahead.
You're winning.
Oh, I know.
Fifth word, embarrassed.
Frank.
Oh.
E-M-B-A. R-A-S-S. Ah, it's two R's! It's two R's! It's two R's! E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S. I can't believe it.
Say, if I want to jump in and go, okay, I'll take it. And
sorry.
Then he goes, ah, it's
okay,
two
sorry.
R's.
Sorry.
No, you can keep doing that.
Minus three. Back to minus three.
All right, the sixth word.
Whoever put this together, I hate it.
Yes, these are some very tricky
good.
Words.
Yeah.
Number six, miniature.
Frank. M-I-N-I-A-T-U-R-E. Yes, whoa. Minus two again.
That was a good one.
Minus two. Because people think it's it's miniature.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't pronounce it that way.
Right.
Word number seven, occasionally.
Frank. O-C-C. O-C-C-A-S-S-I-O-N-A-L-Y. It's only
wait.
You
okay. Give you use it in a sentence?
Dan, come on, Dan. You can spell occasionally.
I'm a minus three.
No, I'm going to leave it.
Oh, say, my goodness.
I knew he'd do that.
O-C-C-A-S.
It's one S.
I-O-N-A-L-L-Y.
Right, it's one S, as soon as I do it, I know what I did wrong. Come on. I got
number eight.
Three deficit to make up.
Committed.
Oh, wait. I'll try it. Dan. It was really confident.
Yes.
Committed, yeah.
Committed. C-O-M-M-I-T-E-D. No.
Crap. Two T's.
Yes.
Two T's.
I'm minus two now.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you,
minus
Dan.
One.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, you're
no,
minus
two. No, I'm minus
two,
one. I'm minus two, you're zero.
Okay.
So you're still
two
ahead.
Hold on, let's see.
This is a great list.
Yeah, I know. This is minus two to minus one. Is that correct?
No, minus two to zero. I just lost one of my minuses when he
You have
that.
Five yeah. minuses and three pluses. So you're at minus two.
Right.
Dan is
and
at minus one.
No, he's at zero.
He just got that one wrong.
But that took away one of my...
No. It's separate scores.
Okay, okay.
Minus two to minus one.
Okay, all right. Now we're going. Now we're rolling.
Right. Number nine, poinsettia.
Oh, that's a tough one because it's... wait a minute.
Frank, I'm going for it.
I was going to go for it.
P-O-I-N-S-E-T-T-I-A.
Yeah, because it's poinsettia.
Yes. We're even. Okay. Yeah, but it's two T's. Yeah. It's also two T's.
Tied
we are
up.
Even. Now I can get the lead.
Oh, crap.
Number 10, acquaintance.
Oh. Frank. A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E. No! There's no C. It's A. Sorry.
I have a hard time just doing
it. Just do it or don't do it.
Well, write it down then.
No, I didn't write anything down.
No, I can't.
I know what I did.
Yeah. Okay, go
Wait,
ahead.
So, you're passing?
So, yeah, I'm passing.
It's no C, it's A-Q.
No, it's A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-A-N-C.
Oh, instead of E-N-C.
Yes. Crap. Very tough.
Now I'm a minus one again.
All right, and minus two.
Minus two, he's minus one.
All right, number 11, nauseated.
Frank. N-A-U-S-E-A-T-E-D. Yes!
Wow.
Yes! Minus one
like
to minus one.
Quiz.
I'm nauseated.
he's been winning by doing nothing.
It's tied now.
Okay.
Minus one to
this
minus one.
This is where
one.
I take the lead, right here.
Number 12, Pharaoh.
Frank. P-H.
Oh.
A-R-O-A-H. Oh, come on!
Wow.
Come on, Dan.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
You got to be kidding.
P-H-A-R-A-O-H.
Oh.
You flipped him.
Minus one.
Minus two to minus one
again.
All right, number 13.
How many questions are there?
Not enough.
15. We have three left. A person that is 70 is a septuagenarian.
What? What?
Oh, septuagenarian.
That's the word?
That's the word.
Well, there's one letter that's going to be the issue, and it comes after the T.
You both going to pass?
Septuagenarian. All right, we're going to pass, but I'm going to tell you what I would have guessed.
All right.
S-E-P-T-A-G-E-N-E-R-I-A-N.
You passed well.
That's wrong.
S-E-P-T-U-A.
What?
U-A.
U-A.
Septuagenarian.
Oh, crap. I septuagenarian.
All right. Number 14. Ingenious.
Frank.
Oh.
I-N-G-E-N-I-O-U-S. Yes!
Oh, man.
Hide
this
up
is
again.
It. Minus one to minus
Hide
one.
Up again.
The last word.
Oh, crap.
The last word is Fahrenheit.
Frank.
Oh.
F-A-R-E-N-H-E-I-T.
Dan Strauss is the winner.
Oh, come on! Come on! It's not F-A-R-E-N.
It's F-A-H-R-E-N-H-E-I-T.
No, I'm sorry. There's another accepted spelling. F-A-R is an accepted spelling of Fahrenheit. I'm serious about
this. Let's see here.
F-A-R-E-N is in Webster is an accepted spelling. I will bet you money. And you can name the amount.
Can we do cow? E-I-E-I-O.
Hang on.
Fahrenheit.
There is an accepted spelling of F-A-R-E-N.
I don't see anything here about that. F-A-H-R-E-N-H-E-I-T.
You got to be kidding. Dan, you won.
Dan, you won.
And you only spell one word.
No, I spelled one word and I got that wrong.
You got it wrong.
Yeah, you spelled one wrong and you won.
You went with minus one.
How pathetic. Holy cow. F-A-H.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
F-A-A.
You know, there's another good one. Sergeant. That's
oh,
one
yeah.
Of,
oh, yeah.
That's S-E-A-R. One of these. No, it's S-E-R.
And then E-A-N-T, right?
Yeah. S-E-R-G-A. It would be like sergeant.
A lot of those with
but it's pronounced sergeant.
And the ences at the end, either A or E, yeah, those are
bureau.
Tough.
Bureau. That's another one.
B-U-R-E-A-U.
I guess. I don't know. All I know is bookkeeper has two O's, two K's, two E's. O-O-K-K-E-E. It's the only word with like three sets of double letters right in a row.
Well, that was fun.
Bookkeeper. Yeah. No, it wasn't that fun.
It wasn't.
It'd have been more fun if I just won.
It was fun for Peon because he doesn't participate in that. He
I'm a good speller. Maybe next time I'll participate.
Yeah, next time you spell.
I like spelling.
We'll come up with the words.
Well, we can't have you in spelling and we can't have you in math because you love both of those.
Well, yeah. Why not?
What those do you hate?
Because you're smarter than we are.
History.
That's why you can't.
You hate history?
Yeah.
So then we'll have to have a history test.
There you go. We have to get, now we're way behind. We have to get caught up. First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. It's where I'd love for you to bank. I think I'm going to have a meeting there tomorrow. Haven't set it up yet, but I'll be calling tomorrow morning to set one up. And it has to do with some information on a business loan. That's right, business loans. If you are in business, folks, I will tell you that I dumped a bank years ago, and it was over a business loan. And their inability to come through with what I needed for a friend of mine. I was trying to help somebody get started in business, and they would not give this person the support that he needed. And I pulled all my business from there. I was so upset at them. I've had great experience in that department with First Community Credit Union and, of course, personal banking, which we do there. You'll be hard-pressed to find a better car loan rate anywhere than First Community. And one other thing, they love motorcyclists, you bikers. And I was one of you for a long time. I've had 16 motorcycles. They love motorcycles. They have great motorcycle loan rates and boat loan rates. A lot of people buy boats in the fall because they know that's a really good time to buy because it's when most of the regular people run away and go, we'll buy in the spring. No. You buy when other people aren't shopping. That's when you get the deal. And you want a boat loan, you go to First Community Credit Union. Great service, great rates, cold popsicles when it's hot like this. And thank goodness tomorrow we turn the corner and get out of this
furnace.
This furnace that we're in. Cold popsicles through Labor Day. Labor Day's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if they still have popsicles. Go in and ask.
You would think they would have kept them.
Maybe they did.
The heat.
I'll check on that tomorrow. I do know the popcorn's still fresh, the rates are still good, and the service is great. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right, it's time to get a look at TRAFFIC with Tim Weiland.
Did you write that one down?
I did. I had to write it down.
You scripted everything?
I did. I scripted the entire script.
He's a wordsmith.
Yeah, very good. All right, we've got an accident. They call it a rollover, and maybe it's rolling over, but it's on four wheels right now, but it's on eastbound 70 just before St. Charles Rock Road. And it's off, all the emergency vehicles are off on the shoulder, but traffic is slow from Highway 270 through the Rock Road. Other than that, it's just volume that's building now on westbound 70. You're slowing 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. On southbound 270, south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound Highway 40, you're running a little bit slow between Hampton and McCausland. Looks pretty good from 270 out to the Boone Bridge. And eastbound 40, slowing now east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. The all-new Chevy Silverado is built to take it all. And now it's doing just that at the Silverado versus All event. Come find out why it's the stronger choice. Now at your local Chevy dealer. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show.
The Big 550 KTRS kicks off fall in St. Louis with an incredible day of live jazz and blues on two stages in historic Webster Groves, Saturday, September 21st.
Really?
It's the old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, and the Inside Out Show will be broadcasting live.
Who are you talking about? Oh, that's me.
This entire foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party is free.
Really?
For more information about the old Webster Jazz and Blues Fest, go to KTRS.com.
I couldn't be happier.
Let's win the world. Would you like to be in the market for new windows? Well, now's your chance with Window World Windows. Backed by popular demand, no interest on Window World Windows until January of 2015. Same great windows, same great Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and same great price, $189 per window. Also comes with all the warranties that have been there for years, and no interest until January 2015. In fact, if you're looking at windows and window companies, make sure you check out the service rankings. Too many to mention, but let me just say that Window World is happy to put their rankings up against any other window company in the region or in the country. So when you're looking, Window World does exceptionally well on customer service and exceptionally well with their windows. 314-993-1800. 314-993-1800. No interest till January 2015. Window World or windowworld.com.
That's Window World.
Imagine having an emergency without a phone. Your car won't start and you're late for work. How do you call your job to let them know where you are? Or call school to let them know you won't be there to pick up your child? AT&T knows some Americans face life without the comfort and security of a phone every day. And that's why AT&T offers Lifeline, which provides reduced monthly phone rates and optional toll blocking at no extra charge to families who qualify. Get the peace of mind that comes with a reliable and affordable phone. Lifeline from AT&T. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call AT&T at 1-800-288-2020 or visit att.com/lifeline if you have access to the Internet. Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T service is not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system, Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the Tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's STREIBelectric.com.
Now that school's back in session, has half of the soccer field ended up in your living room carpet? Did your cushions discover that washable paint isn't all that washable? Has sidewalk chalk turned into rug chalk? We can help. Justin Woodard here with Woodard Cleaning and Restoration. Right now, we'll clean three rooms of carpet for $193, or you can save 30% on rug cleaning. Appointments are made around your schedule. Before work, after work, weekends. Yeah, we work Saturdays and Sundays. With the kids back in school, get your carpet back to clean. Get three rooms of carpet clean for $193, or save 30% on rug cleaning. That's not all. Ceramic tile and granite cleaning is also 15% off. When Woodard comes to your home, you'll be 100% satisfied, or you won't pay. That's the Woodard wow factor. Call today to schedule with Woodard. 314-227-3926. That's 314-227-3926.
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
September 11th, 2001.
There has been a report of a plane crash in central Pennsylvania. Joe, what can you tell us about that crash?
Yeah, Jim, this was United Flight 93 that was en route from Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco this morning, a 757 that went down in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. Now, the understanding that we have is that there was a 911 call that came into officials just outside of Pittsburgh at 9:46 this morning from a passenger on that flight, United Flight 93, in the bathroom, alerting them that the plane had been hijacked, that they were, under siege on board. And then right about 9:46, there was a sound of an explosion on board, and the communication with that passenger was lost.
This is continuing live coverage from ABC.
The Big 550 KTRS remembers the way we all felt September 11th, 2001.
Smoking in the boys' room. I promise we're going to go right to the phones in about 1 minute. I have to do a bit of business because that spelling bee disaster took too much time, and I learned a big lesson there. Don't be so confident, especially with words I haven't spelled for a long time. And it also reminded me that I'm not that great a speller. I used to be. Honest to goodness, I think in the sixth grade I could have spelled every one of those things. But whoever put the list together really did come up with some good ones, because those are
in-betweeners.
Oh yeah,
those are the ones that pop up with spell check when you're typing on a computer, and it'll go, did you mean Fahrenheit? we want to take a minute here to remind everybody, and well, to thank everybody first who's discovered Amini's. It's a great store. I have a great relationship with these people. I'm so glad that Mr. Amini was smart enough about a year ago to call and say, hey, I'm doing a lot of advertising that's not working. Maybe I need to be on that show. And to the rest of you out there who have businesses, take a lesson here. Ask people like Tom Price and John Londoff and Mr. Meany and these people why they spend big money here as opposed to other places that claim to have a bigger following. First of all, it's not true. They don't. We're not in the ratings because we don't pay to be in the ratings. But we get results, and that's what really you should be interested in. Ask Glenn Barks at First Community Credit Union. What's the best money he ever spent on advertising? Which brings me back to Amini's. And when I met with Mr. Meany the first time, I said, you know, I've been in your store, and I can understand why some people haven't. And I can understand why some people come in, stay about a minute, and leave. Because they have the wrong impression that everything in here is outrageously expensive. The truth is, there are some very expensive things in Amini's, but the rest of the truth is, there are lots of other things that are very, very affordable. It's all there. If you have $30,000 for a pool table, they have that pool table. If you only have $1,200 but you still want the same quality slate table to play on, just not inlaid pearl and hand-carved wood, they have that table. You need an area rug. You got $600 to spend. They have it. You have $60,000 to spend on that rug, they have that rug too. So you get the idea, they have everything. Not everything. They don't have refrigerators in there. It's not an appliance store. They don't sell televisions. It's hard to describe what they sell. You need to go there, and you're going to find pinball machine. Who doesn't like a pinball machine? Have you ever met anybody that said, oh, pinball, no thanks? No. And if you do, don't be friends with them. There's something wrong with them. Or somebody who doesn't like occasionally to walk up to an arcade game. You know, what is that, golden tea and some of that stuff. Holy cow, that stuff is fun. Shuffleboard, foosball, home theater furniture, Jaffe lighting on the upper level. What a gorgeous lighting collection they have for you to select from your home. Your home is going to be a much better place to live and a lot more fun and comfortable after a trip to Amini's, and that goes for outdoors as well as in, because when you see the patio furniture and the chat sofas and the pits, the fire pits, I mean, it's incredible, and it's all top quality stuff. No junk. That's the only thing they don't carry, is junk in any category. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, they're in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, and 60 outlet malls can open, and there'll still be another store like Amini's. Aminis.com. Off to the phones, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, John. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Hey, John.
What's going on?
Well, I sent Frank and Ian, I sent both you guys an email with a link to this documentary on 9/11. It's called The Falling Man.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys remember the picture of this guy falling from one of the towers, just head first.
Like it, what, like it was a staircase, like it was an escalator or something. Is that the guy?
Well, no, he's floating. He's floating down.
Yeah, that's the article I saw today. It was kind of describing him, and reporters were trying to find out who it was and everything, and they think they finally
found
out.
This,
yeah,
this documentary will blow you away.
I think I saw this.
It just came out, I thought.
Maybe not, but there was one I saw where a guy just miraculously, literally, like, slid down story after story after story. This is a different thing.
No, this guy died. He was a jumper.
Okay, this is it. Oh, this is it. Okay. No, I want to see this.
Yeah, they are, Ian. You're right. They were trying to figure out who he was, and the photo actually showed up only once on the back page of some newspaper. I think in Pennsylvania, it was just, it'll talk about the dramatics of making that choice. It's going to talk about, you know, the efforts trying to figure out who this guy is and the family associated with who they originally thought it was, who was a very, very religious guy and never would have taken his own life.
Now, help me out here. Was this a body they found, or what's this based
just on? From the photo of
this shot
guy.
Of somebody jumping.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the photographers down there just started rattling off photos. And,
wow.
This one in particular, the guy looks just so peaceful, and it looks so serene.
Wow.
Arms at his side.
And then there's another gentleman who lost his wife, and there's actually pictures of his wife hanging out of the windows. And
wow, this sounds very powerful.
Oh, it'll move you, that's for sure.
And it's,
so
it's called
the link. It's a YouTube link of the entire documentary. It's a little over an hour, but
no, I'll watch it.
Yeah, all right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, John. It's called The Fallen Man.
The Falling Man.
Falling Man. Wow. You can't even think about that. I mean, jumping like that.
No.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Frank?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm AM in the PM, sir.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This is a real quick story, and it relates to 911 because it has to do with the airport. Back then, on that day, I worked part-time for a car rental place, and I drove their bus to pick people up, took them to the lot to pick up their rental car. And it was about, like I said, 8:30 when all that took place. By 4:30 in the afternoon, the airport was completely shut down. There was National Guard walking through the airport. And the company that I worked for, because we were hauling people out because they were stuck. They were here in St. Louis. This wasn't their final destination.
Right.
And they needed a place, a way to get home. And every rental car on our lot was rented. And all the other rental cars there, and I don't know if they were all rented, but they did a banged up business that day, man.
I do remember that. I remember one of the news channels covering the car rental business saying, good luck finding a car.
Exactly. And here was the other eerie thing, because I used to drive up on the top, drop people off, and pick them up. Well, we were picking them up on the lower end and the lower part and the top end. And when all of these planes were forced to land, because the National Guard was flying around with their jets, they forced them, and they were parking them down at the end where the National Guard was, which is a big area, a big concrete area, and it was just amazing to see how many airplanes were in the sky that actually had to land at Lambert Airport. It was just amazing, and these people were just stuck here in St. Louis.
Well,
all the hotel rooms, I understood, were filled up that night.
The other, and I got to go real quickly, the other amazing thing to watch is, and I've seen this a couple of times, they show you a time lapse of what a radar screen looked like in air traffic control, and it goes from being covered with planes to very gradually blank. And and they give you the timeline how quickly all those planes got down out of the air.
Right. Yeah. And it was just like the planes, it was looked like a sea of airplanes and all different companies that were parked there. I'll tell you what, I always remember that, like people all remember where they were when Kennedy was killed, or your parents where they were when Pearl Harbor was bombed. I'll always remember where I was on September the 11th.
I think everybody will. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I got about 1 minute to talk to John. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank, what's happening? This is Alex's old man.
I know. This is the father of our receptionist.
Yes, sir.
Did she quit? What's going on?
No. I just phoned it in see what's going on. I was telling Dan I'm heading on over to Alton and do a little fishing below the dam put in over there. I caught a 80-pound blue last Friday night over there.
Wow.
Man. That's a big catfish.
Yeah.
80 pounds.
On, live bluegill.
Good for you, man.
So I'm taking my golden retriever I've had for 3 months now. He's a pup, Walter White. And
you named him Walter White?
Yeah, well, actually, I come up. Walter, I named him. I didn't know anything about, was it Breaking Bad? My son watches that.
Yeah.
And we were down in Lake Taneycomo end of March, and a guy walked up with a little pug. And I asked him, I said, what's your dog's name? And he said, Walter. And I said, oh, man, I love that. And at the time, I had my other golden retriever, and we had to put him down. He had lymphoma. And so I named him Walter, and he's a great golden retriever, man. I love him to death.
Well, we got
to
run. So, tell your daughter to never quit working here, okay? She can't stop. She can't quit, all right?
Oh, no. And by the way, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you, John.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. His daughter is at our front desk. If you ever call here, that's who will probably answer the phone. All right, North American Solar wants you to know a couple of things. And you can't argue with any of this. Sun's free. Transferring that energy to electrical energy is not free. It takes solar panels to do that. We're going to get to that here, too. They also want you to remember that the first solar business you ever heard talked about on this station was North American Solar. And like so many other times over the years, my dentist, for example, I don't remember any other dentists being on the air. I go on, start talking about where I've gone 40 years. Oh, guess what? Here come all the other dentists who want to sound the same. North American Solar is a place we'd like for you to call and get some numbers. Just get hard numbers on your business or your home and let them show you what kind of money you're talking about saving over the next 25 or 30 years by chopping that Ameren bill in half or to a third in some cases what it was. Also, LED lighting. This is where we're headed. You have a choice right now about solar. We're very gradually going to have no choice about LED lighting. You're not going to be able to buy an incandescent bulb. So why not get in there now, start saving money with LED lighting. It's all waiting for you to find out about it, North American Solar. If you're in the car and you want to call, make an appointment now, let them come out and check your business or your house and show you what kind of money you're looking at in savings, 636-349-3300. That's 636-349-3300, or go to northamerican-solar.com. That's north-americansolar.com. All right, we're headed to the news, and after the news, other stuff like Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Get your pet questions ready. 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot seems to be right.